it was checked on a regular basis, coming through. It wasn't so much for immigrants, it was checked for sort of theft and stuff like that at the time.
So was it checked here or on the continent?
On the continent and occasionally coming through Dover. The only way you'll get something on or off of a lorry is if you can open it. Now, the problem is the seal, or we call it a lock, can be opened and closed undetected within 30 seconds. Those seals are manufactured by all the huge people. Now, there's a thing on the market which costs pounds, can go on the back of a lorry. It will not stop it 100%, but it will stop it 99%. You put it on the back of your back doors of the lorry. If that is ever tampered with, you cannot put it back on. So instantly, the driver, the border controls, the customs, everyone knows instantly whether or not those doors have been opened or closed. It was on record by Ambassador Kofa Black, who was the ex-head of the CIA, said it was the only silver bullet he's ever seen.
So do you think that now, using such a lock should become law?
Well, I don't know about law, but it should become an industry standard.
But could you yourself have actually brought people in, do you think?
Unbeknown, of course you could. Imagine me and you're on a lorry and you stop, which you have to stop for your hours. Somebody can open up the back of your lorry, jump on, and the person behind it snaps that seal shut again. How do you know you've got anyone on there? And it's all very well saying, oh, it's the drivers, it's the drivers. Well, actually, it's not, because they don't know it's on there.